Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Glenn, who has a question. He just graduated college and wants to know if he should, no joke, I can't even make this up, buy an airplane. The guy wants to buy an airplane, wants to know if that's a good use of his money to do that. So anyway, let's bring him on the show, see what it's all about, and I'll tell you whether or not it's a good idea to buy an airplane out of college. So Glenn, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Well, hi, Graham. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you taking my question.
You got it. So what's up?
Well, let me just provide a little bit of background about myself, so hopefully my question makes a bit more sense. I am a 22-year-old graduating college senior. I'm majoring in entrepreneurship, actually, and I'm really fortunate to be graduating debt-free, and I have a job lined up that begins over the summer. Mm-hmm. I have always been interested in aviation and just flying, really, as a hobby. I basically finished all my classes a semester early, so this semester I'm taking some time to just pursue my pilot's license, among other things, before I graduate and start my full-time job. And that's something that I've always really wanted to do. The problem is, in addition to aviation, I also love saving and investing, and the two don't exactly go hand in hand. Flying can be a very expensive hobby, and I'm spending about $12,000 over the next few months alone just to get my pilot's license. And once I start my full-time job, if I want to continue pursuing flying just as a hobby, it'll probably cost me about $1,000 every month. Which is a lot to spend on anything, let alone a hobby. That being said, I can easily afford it given my income. It would cost me about 8% of my after-tax income once I start my job. So instead of projecting to save 73% of my income, I would be saving closer to 65%, which sort of leads me to my question, and that is, how do you balance saving money, or spending money, I should say, and in this case, sort of a lot of money, on something that I would truly enjoy versus trying to save and invest as much as possible, especially while I'm still in my early 20s.
Yikes! Wow! I was not expecting that, man. Wow! Wait, so explain. So how much are you going to be making?
My total compensation will be about $200,000.
So it's going to cost you $1,000 a month. What is exactly involved in that? Are you buying an airplane, or are you leasing one, or what? Where does $1,000 a month go?
Exactly. Yeah, I would be purchasing an airplane. That is actually one of the more economical routes that you can take. Renting an airplane adds up to a lot of money over time, depending on how much you fly. And I would be purchasing with other people. So I would be forming a partnership with, say, 3 to 5 other private pilots.
Is that common?
So that sort of spreads out the fixed costs, and it's a little bit more affordable, but still very expensive.
Is that what people do? Do they share the cost of a plane with multiple people? Is that common?
It's very common.
Okay. So there wouldn't be any issue with you doing this, that in the event you needed to back out, that one of your co-pilots... I don't know if that's a pun intended. I don't know if that's a funny joke or not. But one of your co-pilots there would just be like, you know, Glenn, I can't believe you would back out after 2 years of owning this airplane. You can't do. I mean, is there any risk of just like you're stuck in this?
No, it's pretty common to buy into these. I could even probably find an existing one if I really looked. And I'll be in California, which has the largest aviation community in the country, maybe besides a lot. So there's a lot of private pilots that would be interested in potentially picking up my slot, if you will.
Okay. Here's what I've seen, man. I've seen people spend $1,000 a month on a lot of really stupid stuff. And this, to me, doesn't sound as bad as if you're like, dude, Graham, I'm graduating college, and like, I really want an M6 BMW, man. That's that's the car. It's going to cost me $1,000 a month. I'd be like, why are you doing it? This, to me, at the very least... From a financial perspective, you make enough money to be able to cover the cost. I mean, you know, to spend $1,000 a month and you're making, you know, $200,000 a year, and chances are your income is going to be going up over time, you know,
right.
Financially, you could afford it, you know? And
right.
So I might get some heat on this one, but I just think from a financial perspective, it's not the worst thing in the world. There, I said it. I've seen much worse. And if it's something you enjoy and it's a fun hobby, You know, I think that kind of sweetens the pot a little bit. It also makes it better to know that you can get out of this if you really need to. If you decide after a few years, like, oh, I can't do this. I need to save more money. You could do that. So I don't see it as being the worst thing. I mean, sure, you might be able to save and invest and, you know, build up your wealth a little bit faster. But in the end, I mean, what would you be doing it for anyway? Like, you would just be doing that so you could go and fly later. So you may as well just enjoy it now. Because that's the whole point of saving and investing. It's not so that you have a big number to look at in your bank account. It's that you could do stuff with it that you really enjoy. And this being one of them, and you could afford it. I mean, if you were making, like, 30 grand a year, and you're like, you know, 40% of my income after tax is going to go to work, then I'd say no. But you could afford it. Is there any way that you could turn this into a part business and just deduct it? You know, just find a way for it to be a tax write-off?
That would be ideal, since airplanes can be a great tax write-off if you have a business. Unfortunately, I am a salaried employee, so there really isn't an easy way for me to write this off against business expenses. Excuse me. But
why? You studied entrepreneurship. You can find a way. You know, why not just start a YouTube channel? Start the aviation YouTube channel. And, you know, guaranteed, you know, you'll be able to get the 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time. Just all you would need to do is put a GoPro in the cockpit and just in front of the plane, and you take it out and just provide some commentary. Just talk about life. While you're up in the airplane, people can see the, you know, the entire landscape of wherever you're flying to. I don't know, can you take people? Can you give people like rides in the airplane and charge them like $10? Get your buddies up with you? I mean, is that legal? Can you do that?
It's legal to split the costs with your passengers. You cannot charge them and make money off of it, but you can proportionally split the costs. Yes.
Okay. So maybe that's something you could look into, or just like, can you charge them to take pictures in the airplane? Like, find some way around it. But they're not paying for the flight, but like, you know, you got to pay me to take pictures in the airplane. Like, you know, I don't want you to get in trouble with this.
The FAA wouldn't like that.
So you can't, okay.
The FAA is very strict about this.
Typically, the IRS will look at businesses that you run like this, that you're trying to depreciate off your taxes, and they'll see just if there's consistencies of loss every year, then maybe they're going to look into it. You know, if you do it every year for like many, many years, then yeah, that's a red flag. But, you know, if you could find a way to be reasonable about it, and who's to say that you're just a really bad businessman who, you know, just consistently loses? I don't know. You know, I don't want to tell you to lie about anything, but if there's a way that legally you can create a side business around this, and legally you can write this off, then that would be ideal. Legally,
okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thank you so much, Grim.
Yeah, you got it. And what did you study, by the way, in entrepreneurship that you're able to get 200K right out of college?
Well, it's in a business school. So I study, you know, basic business classes in the first 2 years. And then the second 2 years is more of your actual in major classes. In this case, it's a concentration in management. So I studied sort of half theory behind entrepreneurship and then half practicality. We actually went out and started businesses and learned entrepreneurship hands-on.
Wow.
So it's a really good combination of that.
Cool. So wait, so then what job are you doing right now outside of college like this? I'm curious.
I'll be doing product management.
Product
management?
What does that do?
It's in the software space. I'll be working at a tech company. And when you think of, you know, different tech products, they all have different feature sets within them, and they're constantly improving. And the way that you improve them is you look at what the actual needs are in the market, and then you address those needs through new software. So that's sort of my job, is looking at what will people actually want to use, and you know, what are their problems right now that we can solve with our platform. And then you help lead a team of developers, engineers, data scientists, marketers, et cetera, to actually build out those products and features.
Interesting. Well, man, that sounds awesome. Congratulations on everything. And yeah, for the airplane, you know, I you could afford it. And if you're already saving so much of your income already, and if anything ever comes up, you have the option to scale back. So right now, honestly, I don't see any risk in you doing this. You make enough money. Congratulations.
Thank you, Grim.
You got it, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And yeah, keep me posted.
Okay, appreciate
Go
it.
on. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. And one thing I want to mention really quickly is that for anyone who's interested, I recently started up like a weekly group consulting, coaching, mentoring program. The link is down in the description if you guys are interested in joining. We meet every single Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and there's a private Facebook group and also a private Discord that we're all involved in. So if you want to be a part of that, we meet every single week. It could be really useful if you want me to answer any of your individual questions or go over anything you want to be working on. So again, all the information is down below in the description. So with that said, make sure to add me also on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily. So if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And then lastly, you guys, as usual, if you want your 2 free stocks, use the link down below in the description. Webull will give you 2 free stocks when you deposit $100 on their platform. And one of the stocks can be valued up to $1,400. So if you want your chance to get 2 free stocks, feel free to do that down below. Webull is basically like a free stock trading platform similar to Robinhood, except it's a little bit more advanced. So again, 2 free stocks down below, $100. Enjoy. Until next time.